You're listening to Australia's national youth radio station, Triple J. For more info, go to triplej.net.au.
Well, it was always going to be a massive trip. Simon Davis and his mate, Craig James, travelled from India to Istanbul through some of the least likely tourist destinations like Kyrgyzstan and Turkmenistan. Simon had worked before for a big NGO delivering aid in Africa, and this time he wanted to avoid all the bureaucratic crap that goes with working with a big organisation. So instead, they just helped out where they could as they travelled. The most severe poverty they struck was in India, according to Simon, in a community of stonebreakers in Siliguri, about 500 kilometres north of Calcutta.
They live in these little tiny tin huts with no floors, and their job for at least 12 hours a day is to carry stones out of the river, and they use bits of metal to smash them into bits of rubble that they sell on to building contractors. And they work for more than 12 hours a day doing this, the whole family, children included, for less than $1 a day. Diseases were endemic, terrible conditions.
What sort of diseases?
Lots of infections, general body infections. Terrible diarrhoea, in particular with the children. I'd say 95% of them would have had worms and chronic diarrhoea almost every day. And that led, of course, to dehydration and malnutrition. And then, of course, all the other tropical diseases like malaria, dengue fever, encephalitis, everything. Like most of India, there is government hospitals, but it's just not accessible to the everyday person. That particular area was 20 kilometres away. And if you don't even have a donkey that you can ride, certainly no buses, or you don't have a car, if you don't even have something, you can't, you know, viably go to the hospital, especially when your family's relying on you working.
So what did you do when you arrived in this place?
It was very simple. We went in with $500 on behalf of a charity, an Australian charity called Footprints, and with that very, very small amount of money, we bought some basic first aid supplies, things like antiseptic, bandages, cotton wool, worming tablets, and we set up a little first aid triage area in the community, and for a week we treated the local people.
How far did your $500 go, though?
With $500, because India's very different to here. Their drugs don't pay licensing fees. They have generic drugs. So for $500, I literally bought a truck full of basic medical supplies, which was more than enough for 1 week with us treating. In fact, it would last that whole community a whole year. We had an agreement with a local charity where they had a doctor who was willing to visit the community every 2 weeks. But because he was going out by himself, he didn't actually have any medical supplies. He couldn't afford them. So we managed to supply the medical supplies to him, and then he could cater to their needs.
That must have been a pretty amazing experience to see people lined up for this first aid supply.
There was many, many examples where we did very simple things to help people. But probably one of the most classics is a little boy, 5 years old, came hobbling up. Big smile on his face, and he had a little rag wrapped around his foot. And we took off the rag, and he had this dirty big gash about 5 centimetres long on the sole of his foot, where 3 weeks before he'd stepped on a piece of glass, which isn't a big deal, but when you don't have any shoes and you walk in mud all day and you're in a tropical climate, of course it got badly, badly infected. And his foot had essentially turned green, and his whole leg was swollen. And I think if nothing was done there, within a couple of weeks, he probably would have had to have his foot amputated. And what we did over the space of a couple of days is just put fresh bandages on it, an antiseptic cream, and after 3 days, the swelling started going down. So that simple thing actually saved that boy's leg and perhaps, you know, changed the course of his life just with a couple of swabs of antiseptic lotion.
Describe for me the difference between the way you were able to deliver aid and the way aid would normally be delivered to a place like that.
Well, normally those places are catered to by large NGOs. They come in with local people assessing the situation, and they report back to a country office that may even go back to the international office. They write up a proposal, it gets approved, and then, you know, after a number of months, money then comes back down and they do something about it. And they are able to change things on a large scale and affect things on a large scale. Where our strength was is because we were small and independent and we didn't have very much money, but we could act immediately and we could have a real grassroots effect. And it was very, very powerful because of our we could be so dynamic.
Is there a problem with aid organisations overlapping like that? Clearly, if there's a local NGO, they would have priorities. They may have a plan, but they can't always fund the things that they want. You guys come in with a specific sort of aid that you want to deliver. And I imagine it's a bit of a patchwork with heaps of different people trying to deliver all sorts of different things. Is there a conflict there?
Well, it's not so much a conflict, because when you do something, when you're doing something, you're contributing, you know, it always has a positive impact. Of course, things could be coordinated better. That should be the role of the UN, and they do try to coordinate between the larger NGOs. But how successful they are, it's a bit like herding cats and trying to get those large NGOs to cooperate, because in some ways they are in competition.
That's Simon Davis. He's an Aussie chiropractor, and he travelled with his mate Craig from India to Istanbul, just trying to deliver help where he could. He was talking there about his trip to a stonebreakers community in Siliguri, just about 500 kilometres north of Calcutta. If you wanted to read about his trip, you can see his blog on the World Nomads website. Click on Journals there.